Joined here by head coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Boys, wrapping up the coaches' shows here. This will be the last one here of 2022. They'll return for 2023, the week of Milan Tournament, January 9th through the 14th. I know brackets are out for that. I don't have the bracket in front of me, so we'll just kind of hit on that a little bit here. But, Coach, I ran into you briefly on Tuesday night, and there's only so many ways you can sugarcoat that game, and I thought you said it succinctly. You know, it's not an on-the-air comment, but certainly said, we didn't play well. They played great. There's my comment, and that's pretty much it. You ran into a good team, but you just didn't have a good night Tuesday.
No, we turned the ball over a lot. I felt like we were, defensively, we were too worried about their big kid on the inside, so we didn't take good angles, and we didn't rebound well to start the game, and that was one of our emphasis was they have one kid that's pretty big, but they have a lot of scrappy kids that are going to get in there and get the boards. They're athletic all the way around, and they shot pretty well, and we shot horrible, and that's a bad combination.
Yeah, it's the second time I've seen Atlanta. I did PA for their game over here at Holiday Hoops the prior Saturday, and obviously getting a chance to see them on Sunday. The more I watch them, certainly your eyeballs go to a kid who's like 6'7", 6'8", and Phillips inside, but their guards are really good. And you know, and also to the point, too, that you don't know who their best guard is. They have about three or four of them that can shoot the ball really well on any given night.
Right, and they what goes unnoticed, too, is they shoot the ball well, but they also handle the ball so well. And that's what poses us problems. When we face three guards that can handle our pressure and get through that, we don't really have an answer for that because that's kind of our ammo and that's kind of how we try to score. So makes for a bad combination for us, but it's kind of one of those you just kind of put it in the back of your mind and move on. You know, you can't really dwell on it.
Yeah, I've asked coaches this, and you know, certainly you don't want to have bad performances, but they happen every once in a while. And I think you just answered my question. Do you just kind of flush it and you get ready for the next game, or do you, you know, really try to use it as a teaching opportunity? I'm sure it'll be a teaching opportunity, but at the end of the night, too, you go, you know, it's non-conference, the game's over, let's forget about it, it's on to the next.
Right, and there are a few things, you know, that we talked about, you know, as far as when we went into the locker room. You know, I said, we only have about 30 seconds to talk about this. And that is, obviously, that's what a good, quick team does with the basketball at the offensive end. And we want to that's our takeaway from there, is that we need to be quicker at practice. We need to have a little bit more urgency at practice. But at the end of the day, we're not going to revamp everything that we do. We're not going to scrap everything and go back to the drawing board. You know, we're going to keep doing what we do well. And, you know, I'll be surprised if that Atlanta team doesn't end up in the Final Four in their class, because they're pretty good from top to bottom. And when they're shooting well, they're really good. So, you know, it's unfortunate and it's disappointing for the kids. I hate to see that disappointment in their eyes. Yet at the same time, it's one game and we play about 20. We probably have 20 left. So we'll just kind of move on.
Yeah, I think Ahmet, in fact, I know he did. He had all your buckets, six points in the first quarter. I think they're all off steals in the backcourt and then buckets that way. So, you know, yeah, that's kind of Ahmet's game, but I certainly made the comments during that game, too, that you really struggled in the half court. In fact, I can't remember just one bucket that you had off your half court offense that whole entire game.
No, they kind of played that three-quarter court 1-3-1 and then fell back to a 2-3 out of that, and they just take up so much area, and we just were standing. You know, we had really prepared for that, I felt like, the night before practice, and, you know, kind of wanted kids to cut quick and crisscross our post players on the inside. And I don't think in the first quarter I didn't see our post players crisscross one time. You know, and we kind of settled for a lot of jump shots, which you're going to have to do when you play against that length in the middle. We knew we weren't going to get to the rim, and that's kind of what our strengths are. You know, when we can get Ahmet and Jeremy to the rim, that frees up some other kids to hit some outside shots. And when they can't get to the rim, it makes it really difficult on us.
I was there early, and I got a chance to see some of your JV guys play, and obviously they didn't get the win, and there are, you know, some reasons for that, but I thought just watching that JV game that the depth in your program is good, and it looked like there were two or three guys, whether or not it's this year or next year, that are going to be really capable of helping this program in the long run.
Oh, definitely. I felt like that was a good start to the night, actually. That's about as good as I've seen our JV. I felt like they made a turn in the right direction. You know, obviously, when we continually shoot the ball better, we're going to be better. But I thought we did a lot of good things in the JV. And the good thing about our JV program is we have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that are on that team. So they're going to continue to get better. You know, it's a pretty good core group. And I see big things coming from them, and you can put them with a couple kids that are still young on our varsity team, and I think that things will be good in the future for us.
Yeah, we're talking there about this Atlanta game, and certainly that was disappointing. But if you look back at last week, Coach, you know, that was a great start to conference when you got to go to Polo and you got to go to Maysville. And we talked about the fact that you could be 2-2 or a 2-0, you could be 0-2, you could be 1-1 to get, you know, a hard fought win. I'm sure it wasn't a pretty game against Polo, but you'll take a 3-point win. And then to back that up against Maysville and win Friday night, last week was a great week for your program.
Oh, I thought there were a lot of positives to take away from last week. You know, when we played at Polo, we did not shoot the ball well, but we did other things well to get the win. And that was huge for us because, you know, just like the other night against Atlanta, when we don't shoot well, the game, the Skyler game, we've just gotten blown out. So the fact that we didn't shoot well but still come away with a win speaks volumes for where we're getting to defensively and, you know, as far as on the boards and rebounding and stuff like that. But then we in the Maysville game, we were actually down 12 at the half and had to flip to a man-to-man. And as you can attest, you don't see many Milan boys teams playing man-to-man, but we played a good half-court man-to-man defense, and I felt like that was kind of a key for us, and it gave the kids some confidence to know that if we needed to switch our defenses up, that we can. And I thought it was a really hard-fought win for us on Friday at Maysville, and I think that those were two key wins for us going into the second part of the year.
I think it's another reason, too, why you say, you know, we got some things that we can talk about briefly about Atlanta, but you don't want that performance to kind of destroy what the boys had done over a five-game winning streak, so you want to keep as much momentum from conference as possible going into January, correct?
Oh, definitely. You know, that was kind of the thing, too, was you hate for that to happen right before a break because kids have so much time to like reflect on that and think about that, you know. But we just tried to get into the gym the next day and get up and on the floor and really not think a lot about basketball, just kind of react and play a little bit. And then obviously the weather kept us out of the gym yesterday, but they have, you know, 4 or 5 days here where they can kind of relax a little bit, and then we'll get back after things and be ready to play the second part of our season. And I hope that they look back on the first part of the season and realize that we were pretty successful coming out of the gate. So we want to build on that and build some momentum and continue to get better and be up near that the top of that conference race.
You asked me about Chillicothe. I saw them play Trenton. Yeah, I kind of said, I don't know if they have that one guy who's going to score 20 to 25 a game and just be that sort of a star. But like, you know, most Tim Cool teams, they have 7 or 8 guys and are really deep, and, you know, 7 or 8 guys that can, you know, can play and get things done makes them certainly a challenge when you're the Milan Wildcats for that game at Holiday Hoops.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to have to get to at some point. You know, we've been playing about 6 varsity kids, and we're going to have to get to the point where we can have 2 or 3 kids come off the bench and give us some good quality minutes. And that's what I think some kids are working hard to fill those roles for us. And one thing I like about the Holiday Hoops is typically you're coming off of a break and you have 1 or 2 days of practice. So really what you're worried about the most is kind of what you are doing and preparing. And it's an opponent, you know, that typically you're not going to see any other time throughout the course of the year. It's a foreign opponent, so to speak. So that's what we're kind of looking for is what can we do well, you know, and try to get back into kind of some game shape there and get some shots up and things of that sort. But my philosophy has always been over Christmas break is we'd rather play a game than we would practice. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and it's kind of a step away from your season, and it's a fun environment to play in.
Yeah, and we're kind of running out of time here, and I had something I wanted to just touch base with you on here. So we'll just kind of mention, and I'd like to ask a couple of questions about this, but we'll just kind of leave it at this. First week of January, it is a huge opportunity for Milan. Conference games, both at the Milan Gym, Princeton on Thursday the 3rd, and then on Friday the 6th, Putnam County. Got plans on being over there at Milan for that doubleheader on KTTM. Coach, some pretty big news, and I know, you know, certainly from a football standpoint it was big, but from a basketball standpoint, the GRC adding Brookfield and Marceline to get 2 towns that are within easy driving distance of Milan in your conference, that's huge news for the Milan athletic program.
Oh, yeah, I think we're definitely looking forward to bringing those two in. You know, we've had regular season contests with them anyway. So, you know, as far as enrollment size and things of that sort, they go through the same cycles that we do, you know, where you have a good group of kids come up and then maybe you'll struggle for a little bit. And size-wise, school-wise, that's kind of the enrollment that you're looking for. I think it's a good move for them in every sport, not just football, because it'll allow for those schools to also, GRC's got good wrestling programs as well. So I think that overall, from top to bottom, that's going to be a good move for them. And we're looking forward to it, you know, to add some size. I know there's talks of some of our schools maybe flipping over to that eight man. So you never know where that's going to put them as far as basketball goes, if they're going to stay on our side or if they're going to all just make an eight man side and, you know, in basketball as far as that goes. So I'll be anxious to see how things will line up, like how many teams we'll keep in the GRC East, and definitely two good opponents for us to add to our schedule.
Coach, have a great Christmas weekend with your family. We'll see you over here in Trenton on Thursday and next week.
Okay, Tom, stay safe over the holiday.